With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mad Magazine is still amusing its young readers, even though its creator, Harvey Kurtzman, is no longer associated with the magazine. Kurtzman, who draws the Little Annie Fanny comic strip for Playboy, is the man responsible for two new Bantam Books paperbacks called Nuts. The books, aimed at young teenagers, reflect Kurtzman's slightly manic humor. When Harvey Kurtzman was a kid, he literally drew his cartoons on the sidewalks of New York.
We used to work in chalk, and I would do an adventure every day. I could do that because the adventure from the preceding day would wash off from the traffic and the rain. Occasional horse.
After school, Harvey landed a job with a publisher that turned out such comics as Captain Midnight and The Flash.
Comics are divided into departments. There's a man who pencils, and then there's a man who inks, and there's a man who writes the stories. And the lowest rung of the ladder is the inker. I became an inker.
After the military in World War II, Harvey Kurtzman returned home to draw a comic strip called Hey Look for Stan Lee, who ran Marvel Comics.
Stan Lee took a liking to me, and he had a problem with his comic books. He would have an empty page every now and then that had to be filled at the very last minute. And that's where I came in. I used to do these Hey Looks.
Then Harvey Kurtzman landed a better job drawing horror strips for EC Comics. But the horror comics of the 50s ran into congressional censorship efforts.
The horror stuff was great up to a point, and then it started getting kinky.
What do you mean, started getting kinky?
Well,
that's why we liked it.
So Harvey Kurtzman created Mad Magazine before going on to other things, such as editing a pair of Bantam paperbacks called Nuts, with the kind of humor teenagers love, their parents hate. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Harvey Kurtzman created Mad Magazine in 1954 and is still making the young folks laugh. Kurtzman is the co-editor of a pair of Bantam paperbacks called Nuts. Harvey Kurtzman came up with Mad for EC Comics after the horror strips of the day bowed to the pressure of the would-be censor.
I did some of the first issues in the hospital because I really came down with a jaundice. I was tired.
It didn't take Harvey Kurtzman long to realize that with Mad, he had a hit.
We knew we had something with the first couple of issues. The mail suddenly ballooned.
Unlike the horror comics of the 50s, however, Mad had few critics, except for the time Harvey created a Mad cover that looked like a school notebook.
So you could carry it into school and read the comic book and people think you're doing your homework. We got some flack on that.
That was a wonderful idea, though.
It was a great idea. I copied it from what I used to do when I was going to school.
After Mad, Harvey teamed up with Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner to turn out a magazine called Trump.
It was Hefner's first failure. We were sort of stillborn.
But Harvey Kurtzman did start drawing Little Annie Fanny for Playboy.
People that either identify me with the title Mad or with Little Annie Fanny, which is a dubious kind of a reputation.
And Kurtzman is the man behind two new Bantam paperbacks for kids, very much in the Mad Magazine tradition called Nuts.
If we play our cards right, maybe we'll come out with more issues.
Incidentally, you may wonder about Kurtzman's creation of Mad's What Me Worry Kid, Alfred E. Newman, the one with the maniacal grin. Harvey Kurtzman saw the face on a photograph of unknown origin.
Somebody said it was from Coca-Cola ad in World War I. Some people said it was a Coney Island postcard. Somebody wrote in and said it was an illustration from a medical text showing a person deficient in iodine.
What Me Worry? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.